कि सम लैंडमाइन लाइक रिलेशनशिप इज बिकॉज ऑफ माई पास्ट बैड कर्मा, बट इमोशनली एक्सेप्टिंग इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. सो इफ समबडी इज ट्रीटिंग अस लाइक क्रैप, देन हाउ डू वी जस्ट एक्सेप्ट इट एंड मूव ऑन. या इट्स डेफिनेटली वेरी डिफिकल्ट, एंड मोर देन द पास्ट वी कैन फोकस ऑन द फ्यूचर. दैट मीन्स that Krishna can bring good even out of the bad. And somebody is treating me inimically, is treating me hurtfully, then rather than seeing that negatively as simply that other person is hurting me and I just have to tolerate my past karma, we can see it positively as an opportunity to grow in tolerance. And not just tolerance, no, it's more to grow in spiritual purposefulness. I'll give one example to explain this point. Say suppose there is a cloth shop, a big stall where a lot of people are come in. There are attendants who show the clothes. Now there are some customers who are extremely fastidious. They will look at 100 dresses and they will not take even one dress. And when such a customer comes, you know, all the attendants just go away from him. I don't want to leave with this person. Now, such a person who comes along and very difficult customer. Now, if a particular attendant deals with that customer, and after showing 100 clothes, the customer says, "I don't want it," and goes away. The customer may feel, my time got wasted. All these clothes I have to sort and put them back again. What a waste. But the customer thinks that actually there are cameras here, the boss is watching. And the boss also knows that this customer is a different, difficult customer. So the boss will appreciate that. And sometimes the attendant who does not make any sale, still that attendant may get a raise, may get a promotion. You are a cool guy. You know how to deal with tough people. I'll put you in charge of this. So the success or failure may not be defined by whether that particular sale happens or not. But success or failure can also be defined in terms of whether the boss is pleased or not. So similarly, when we are dealing with difficult people, no, and Krishna knows that the person is difficult. That person may not be difficult in general, but even if that person, we find it very difficult to deal with that person, Krishna also knows that. He's in our heart, he's in their heart. So rather than seeing that this is simply I have to endure my past karma, he said actually this is an opportunity for me to try to act in a way that will please Krishna. So now pleasing Krishna may sometimes mean being assertive also. Sometimes it may just be tolerating. But acceptance becomes much easier when it is for a higher purpose. If acceptance is simply because of helplessness, then nobody likes to feel helpless. So, yes, we may sometimes be helpless, but even through that helplessness, we are growing. Krishna, when he talks about tolerance in the Bhagavad Gita, always he is talking in terms of, at one level he is telling Arjuna, tolerate. But then he is also telling Krishna, Arjuna, fight the war. So there is tolerating our past karma and there is executing our present dharma. This is my duty, my dharma, my service. So if my service requires tolerating this person, then it is not just exhausting my karma. It is actually helping me grow towards Krishna. So if I keep my eyes fixed on Krishna, how do you please Krishna in this situation? And then the difficult relationship may well be the way by which we make a lot of spiritual advancement. Materially, no result may come, or not much result may come, but we make a lot of spiritual advancement through that. So if we see that landmine-like relationship, which is unavoidable, as an opportunity for growth, not just an opportunity for exhausting past karma, then we can have a more positive motivation for moving onwards. So I think
we are serving food here itself, so you can all have food, and if any of you have to leave, you can carry the food and leave. But otherwise, we can continue question answers. Yes, Kiran.
Yeah,